the rest of the story. Evangeline Land, lovely lady, much as she would probably have liked him to, the pilot never did let her fly the plane. And yet, through the barnstorming tour of that magical summertime long ago, there was much else for Evangeline to do. First of all, she dropped the advertising leaflets from the plane as they approached the next community, and then when they landed, she negotiated with the local farmers for permission to use their fields. Finally, Evangeline would go into town to drum up business, to tell folks about the wonderful airplane ride that was out there waiting for them, and to sell tickets at $5 each. This is not to imply that Evangeline was otherwise incapable. In fact, she became quite proficient at many of the skills that baffled greenhorn flyers. For example, reading the clouds and the wind and the ground for the subtle signs that often made the difference between a smooth landing and a hard one. Yet even though Evangeline never did get her turn of the stick, neither was she to outlive her love for airplanes. Just for a ride in one, she would tolerate sitting on a sack full of letters in the mail compartment of a postal run. Let me tell you about the beginning of her passion for aviation. Evangeline Land was not particularly adventurous by nature. She was a junior high school science teacher in Madison, Wisconsin, lived alone in a small dreary apartment on the top floor of a brownstone on North Mills. Yet all the while she was educating restless young minds at Emerson Junior High, she was corresponding with a young barnstorming pilot. Their handwritten relationship was a blessing to both, for while Evangeline's letters eased the loneliness of touring from town to town, the young flyer's descriptions of his soaring experiences inspired the teacher through the doldrums of her dreary existence. But then one day, the pilot wrote to Evangeline, "Come meet me in Janesville, Minnesota," he said. The school holidays were just starting, so the teacher, bubbling with anticipation, took the next train out of Madison. The young flyer met her at the Janesville depot. Together, the two drove to the pasture where the plane was parked. The old Jenny, far from sleek, was even patched where a cow had eaten part of the fuselage, but to Evangeline, the young barnstormer's battered little flying machine was an enchanted flying carpet that would transport her to her dreams. And indeed it did. That summer, my 7 decades past, 1923, would be remembered by both as the best summer of their lives. And yet neither could then have foreseen the event 4 years hence, the event that would change their lives forever after, when that young pilot would break the ocean barrier and join two continents in an historic solo flight. You're getting ahead of me, aren't you? Of course, the world will always remember that singular accomplishment of the young barnstormer who once introduced a lonely schoolteacher to the sky, that gentle giant of aviation history named Charles Lindbergh. But now you've met the woman whose love for him and whose longing to fly were probably indistinguishable. Evangeline Land Lindbergh. The aviator Slim Lindbergh's mother. Now you know the rest of the story.